There's a new one falling up. I don't feel about the town. When Esther first saw the radio man, who brought her to her and her work stood by her side with a bucket that swung his hand. His grin stretched the folds of his pasty white cheeks, and his lips heard a dollop of work on the curb. And the lights from the rise showed a mischievous sparkle that flashed in his hollow-eyed stare. He said, little girl, you can chop off my legs and then peel off my socks if you want to. But I'd rather you take this old puppet from me than I hold in my pail as we speak. And he stood looking down at the innocent girl, and she stared at the bucket, bewildered, till he lifted the doll for the young girl to see, and a giant smile grew on his face. She saw the doll's eyes, and she couldn't resist, and she thanked the man quickly and ran to the church, and she burst through the doorway with puppet held high, and a hush filled the chapel, and the people rose to meet.
Thank you.
to her hide. She tried to slide back the clothing from her skin. Naked now, she made her way toward the shore, when suddenly she felt a tiny tugging at her toe.